I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Those are famous words from Maya Angelou. She's an extraordinary poet and overall human being. Her story begins in 1928 in St. Louis, Missouri. She was born Marguerite Annie Johnson. She entered the world fraught with the harsh realities of racism, poverty, and inequality. At the tender age of 3, Maya and her older brother, Bailey, were sent to live with her grandmother in Stamps, Arkansas, after their parents' marriage ended. Life in Stamps was not easy. The Great Depression had a firm grip on the nation, and the deeply entrenched racism of the Jim Crow South was a daily reality. Yet amidst these challenges, Maya's grandmother, whom she lovingly called Mama, provided a stable and nurturing home. And it was in this home that Maya first encountered the power of words as she listened to Mama read aloud from the Bible and recite poetry. When Maya was 8 years old, a traumatic event shattered her world. While visiting her mom in St. Louis, she was assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. And the trauma of this experience, it left Maya mute for nearly 5 years as she retreated into a cocoon of silence. During this period of silence, something remarkable happened. She discovered the wonders of literature. She immersed herself in the works of Shakespeare, Langston Hughes, Paul Laurence Dunbar, and other great writers. The power of their words ignited a spark within her, a curiosity about the world and a desire to express her own voice. As Maya later reflected, "I met and fell in love with William Shakespeare. He was my first white love," she says. "It was Shakespeare who said, 'When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes.' It was a state of mind with which I found myself most familiar. I pacified myself about his whiteness by saying that after all, he had been dead so long, it couldn't matter to anyone anymore." As Maya grew older, she began to write poetry as a way to process her experiences and emotions. And the act of putting pen to paper became a form of healing. It was a way to transform her pain into something beautiful and meaningful. And she discovered that words had the power to not only express her own truths, but also to connect with others who had endured similar struggles. It was her curiosity, it was her wonder about the world that led her on a remarkable journey. She became a dancer, performing with the likes of Alvin Ailey. She sang calypso music and recorded an album called Miss Calypso. She became a playwright, a director, and a civil rights activist, working alongside Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Now, that's quite a journey, but it was through her writing that she truly found her voice. Her memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which was published in 1969, was a groundbreaking work that candidly explored her childhood traumas and her path towards healing. The book's title itself is a testament to the power of wonder. It speaks to the resilience of the human spirit, the ability to find beauty and hope, even in the midst of amazing adversity. Like a caged bird that sings, Maya Angelou's words soared beyond the confines of her pain, inspiring millions of readers around the world, and her work gave voice to the experiences of Black women and shattered the silence surrounding issues of racism and abuse. Throughout her life, Maya continued to approach the world with a sense of wonder and curiosity. She traveled widely, lived abroad in Egypt and Ghana, even learned several languages. She wrote more than 30 books, received more than 50 honorary degrees, and became a beloved figure known for her wisdom, grace, and resilience. Her story teaches us that wonder and curiosity can be a lifeline in the face of trauma. By embracing the beauty and possibilities of the world around us, we can find the strength to heal, to grow, and to create something extraordinary. In Maya's own words, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." You see, those words, once again, through her life and through her work, she embodied them. She made countless people feel seen, heard, and inspired. And as we continue our exploration of the healing power of wonder, Let us carry Maya Angelou's wisdom with us. Let us approach the world with open eyes, open minds, and open hearts. Let us find beauty in unexpected places, and let us never stop singing our own unique songs. So in this particular episode of the Wild Level Life podcast, this curiosity episode where we tell a story and ask some questions to allow us to start to marinate on a specific topic headed into a conversation with a meaningful guest, I want you to think about these things. Maya Angelou found solace in literature during a very traumatic period of her life. What role has reading or engaging with any form of art played in your own healing journey or in the lives of those you know? Even the title of Maya Angelou's memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, is a powerful metaphor for finding beauty and hope in the midst of adversity. What other metaphors or symbols have you encountered that represent resilience and the power of wonder? Her curiosity led her to pursue a wide range of experiences, from dancing to activism to world travel. How can we cultivate a sense of curiosity and openness to new experiences, even in the face of personal challenges? I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me, it's easy to make excuses for why all the things we're curious about aren't possible to pursue. And yet Maya's story reminds us that impossible is just an opinion. Are you writing? Writing clearly played a crucial role in her healing process. In what ways can creative expression, whether through writing, art, music, or as we'll find out next week, even other forms like poetry, how can it all help us process and heal from trauma? It turns out quite a bit. Her story highlights the importance of storytelling and sharing our experiences. How can we create safe spaces for individuals, for friends, for our teams, for our families to share the stories of their trauma and healing? Maya's life was marked by a series of constant reinvention and transformation. And my hope is that through this episode and the ones that follow on this subject matter, that we can become a little bit more open to embracing change, that maybe we can take on some new identities and be a part of the healing process in ways that we didn't realize. My guest next week is going to talk about just that. Her name is Jackie Power. She is a therapist, a poet, a speaker, a facilitator. She has been trained in addiction psychology and counseling. She is a licensed mental health professional. She specializes in things like social media addiction and helping families who are maybe in relationship with someone who is struggling with addiction. But it's really not just her experience as a therapist that has informed her view of the world, but her work as a poet. Her poetry has been published in various anthologies. She's also the creator and host of the Therapeutic Poet podcast, and she has performed with rave reviews at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. There's so much I could tell you about her, and we absolutely will tell you more, and you'll get to learn about her directly in our conversation in next week's episode. But for now, I want you to get curious. When you think of poets, writers, like Maya Angelou, like Jackie Power, what can we learn from them? What are some of the hardest and darkest chapters of your life, and what role can writing, storytelling, or something like poetry play in your own healing? Come to find out, wonder itself has an extraordinary healing power. And in reflecting in this episode of Maya Angelou's life story, there are some lessons and insights here that I hope resonated with you. Which ones resonated the most? And how can you get a kickstart on applying some of those lessons to your own life or even in the support of others on their healing journeys? These are questions worth asking, certainly questions worth pausing and ruminating on. And that's it for this episode of the Wild Level Life podcast, a short episode designed to ask some curious questions that will precede our conversation next week. I am Harris III. Thank you for listening to the Wow Level Life podcast. The goal here is to help you level up to a wow level life so you can unleash your creative spirit, set your soul on fire, live a story filled with meaning and purpose and magic. I'll see you and talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening.